ध्यायामो धवलावक्कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in the Lalita Sahasranama. So today we will discuss the five namas, starting from the 246th nama till the 250th nama. So we have been discussing about Devi each and every day. So to reiterate again, the very goal, the very purpose of life, irrespective of whether we acknowledge this or not, the very purpose of life is anandam, or it can be all the purposes of life. If we have any number of purposes, that can all be consolidated, that can be encapsulated into just one thing, which is what is really what everybody seeks, that is anandam or bliss. So even animals, everything in the world, any being, whether it's a living being or non-living being, of course non-living being cannot, any living being, any being in the world, not animals, birds, plants, everybody is seeking nothing but anandam. But majority of people don't know that they are seeking anandam. Without knowing as to what they are seeking, they seek it. So that is the reason why Krishna says in Gita that Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tatvatah. Manushyanam sahasreshu, sahasreshu manushyanam, out of thousands of people, kaschid yatati siddhaye, kaschid, very few, Siddhaye yatati, they strive for siddhi, they strive for perfection. And out of those very few strivers, yatatam api siddhanam kaschid, very few, rare, mam veti tatvatah, know me in reality, they really know me. So this is what Krishna says. So majority of us go behind worldly pleasures. Most of us go behind things of the world. Most of us are deluded into worldly attachment, worldly possessions. Somebody has attachment towards their parents. Somebody else has attachment towards their job. Other people have attachment towards their lovers. So attachment, delusions are of many types. But one or the other delusion always prevails over a person, or a person's desire for perfection. So desire for perfection is subdued by the desire for worldly things, worldly attachments. So that is the reason why man struggles. Though the goal is anandam, so where is anandam? It is in our own very nature. The eye that pulsates in each one of us, that is anandam. Puratraye kridati yascha jivaha tatastu jatam sakalam vichitram adharam anandam akanda bodham yasmin layam yati puratrayam cha. Puratraye kridati yascha jivaha, that jiva who enjoys in the three avastas, in the puratrayam, three bodies or three avastas, tatastu jatam, tatahatu jatam, sakalam vichitram, all, whatever we see in the world, that comes out of that jiva. So the jiva that we are identified with now is the jiva which is associated, attached, identified with the body, mind, etc. So if we remove that identification, the moment we remove that identification, that very moment we will realize that the jiva is in fact really one with consciousness, one with kudastha. So adharam, it is the adharam, it is the substratum of the entire world, all the three bodies. Anandam, Akhandabodham, it is Anandaswarupam, Akhandabodham, indivisible consciousness. And Yasmin Layam Yati Puratrayam, onto which the three bodies, the three towns, the three avastas, everything, the entire world merges. But majority of us don't realize it. Majority of us don't know it. Therefore, what happens is, unknowingly we seek Anandam in the wrong place. We seek Anandam in the external world. So, dhyayato vishayan pumsah sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamah kamat krodho vijayate krodhat bhavati sammohah sammohat smriti vibhrama smriti bhramshat buddhinasho buddhinashat pranashyati. Dhyayato vishayan pumsah, pumsah man contemplates on objects because he doesn't know that the objects of the world, anityam asukam lokam, he doesn't know the nature of the world. Therefore, he seeks happiness in the world. Because of that, he contemplates on objects. Sangateshu pajayate, he gets attached towards them. Sangat sanjayate kamah, out of sangam, the desire, the attachment, strong desire that I want to be with it, that grows. Kamat krodho vijayate, when that desire is not fulfilled, krodham, krodha, or a person gets angry. Krodhat bhavati sammohah, a person is completely deluded. Sammohat smriti vibhrama, when a person is completely deluded, he loses his power of intellect, his power of mind. And smriti bhramshat buddhinashah, his intellect completely vanishes. Buddhinashat pranashyati, and because of buddhinasham, he gets destroyed. So it all starts with contemplating on worldly objects. We may have attachment towards our parents, but we should overcome it. We cannot say, oh, I cannot overcome it, I'll do it tomorrow. Kal kare so aaj kar, aaj kare so ab, pal mein parlay hoegi bahuri karega kab. Like if we say, oh, I will have it tomorrow, there is no tomorrow. Kal kare so aaj kar, whatever you are supposed to do tomorrow, do it today. Aaj kare so ab, whatever you are supposed to do today, do it now. Pal mein parlay hoegi, later something else will come up. Bahuri karega kab, oh, when will you do the work? So we have to start now itself. So attachment towards the world, we can get rid of attachment towards the world by contemplating on Brahman and stopping contemplation over worldly objects. So that is the way out of attachment. We have to get rid of attachment. If we don't get rid of attachment, then it is like we will go on learning. It is like pouring water into a pot which has a hole. The more and more we pour, the more and more water will go out. We will not get any benefit out of it. As Amma says, the example that Amma gives is, a pot is not clean, an unclean pot. If we try to pour milk into an unclean pot, the milk will also become unclean. It will be of no use. That is how our sadhana will be. If we don't get rid of attachment, what is the way to get rid of attachment? Anityam asukam lokam imam prapya, having attained these attachments, having attained the world. World means attachment to everything. Bhajaswamam, seek me, contemplate on Ishvara, that Ishvara who is the substratum, who is the Jiva. So the moment Jiva gets rid of attachment by contemplating on the truth, Adharam Anandam Akandabodham, Anandam Akandabodham Adharam. So Ananda Akanda Bodham, that Bodham, if we contemplate more and more, our attachment will get reduced. So if our attachment is not getting reduced, if we are not able to choose the right thing, if we are not able to decide, if we are not able to set aside people of the world, attachment towards people of the world for the truth, that itself means that there is something seriously lacking in us, which means we have attachment, we are not contemplating on the truth. And if we don't contemplate on the truth, there is no point of learning all this. There is no point of learning, there is no point of doing spiritual sadhana. Nothing will help us as long as that attachment is there. So we have to get rid of that attachment. If we don't, if we postpone it for tomorrow, the attachment will grow more stronger, and then it will become a big obstacle which we cannot overcome. So anandam, we can get anandam by getting rid of attachment to the world, and that is by contemplating on Ishvara. And the simplest way to contemplate on Ishvara is always remembering Ishvara, always including the Advitiya Satyam, all pervasive Ishvara, even when we are attached. When we are attached, when we are doing activities, remember Brahman, bring in the thought of Brahman, that is contemplation of Brahman. So that is Dhyayato Vishayan Pumsaha, it is not Dhyayato Vishayan, it is Dhyayato Ishvara, Ishvaraha. So we contemplate on Ishvara, we are contemplating on Ishvara, so that will help us. So just remembering Ishvara, just bringing in Ishvara, remembering the Advitiya Satyam of Ishvara while doing anything and everything in the world is the easiest and the direct way to get rid of attachment, and thereby making our life fulfilled or complete by getting anandam. So that is also the goal of learning all these namas of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasrara Nama. Learning each of these nama, when we try to go through each of this nama, we are trying to relate it to Advitiya Satyam, which means remembering at least one nama. We learn daily 5 namas we are learning. So that means after learning the 5 namas, the rest of the day we should always contemplate on those 5 namas, which will immediately, or try to understand the meaning of those 5 namas, which means we are contemplating on the truth. The more and more we do that, the more and more shastras we learn, the more and more we contemplate on Devi, the more we will get away from attachments, the more we will go towards anandam, and our life will become blessed. So that is the purpose of Lalita Sahasrara Nama. So remembering that, let's go through the next 5 namas. So the very next nama is Om Parvatyai Namaha. So Parvati, so Devi is Parvati. So Parvati is Parvati was born, or Parvati was born. Parvati, the word Parvati itself means Parvata Raja, son is called Parvati. So mountain head, or the person who ruled the mountain, so the king of the mountains. So his daughter is Parvati. So the as per the Shastras, as per the Puranas, Parvati was born when Daksha had a fight between Dakshayani and her husband Shiva. Basically, he had a fight between between Shiva, and what did Parvati do? Because of attachment to her father, she went away from Paramashiva, went away from the truth, even after Shiva proclaimed. So that is what will happen with us as well. When Mahatmas like Amma are directing us to join missions for contemplating on the truth, getting rid of all attachments, if we don't do that, we will become like Dakshayani. We'll become like renouncing Shiva, and when we renounce Shiva for attachment, so Parvati got attached to her father, and thereby she renounced Shiva, Paramashiva. And what happened out of it? Paramashiva instructed, told her that this will happen. Dakshayani went to the Yajna, and she was not treated well, and she could neither go back to Shiva, nor she could tackle the disrespect shown at the place. So because as a result of that, she took away her life. So that is what will happen. Our life will become vyartham. That is the point made there through the story. So Parvati, the very name of Parvati should make us remember that Parvati was born because Dakshayani forgot Shiva. She gave more importance to her father, to her attachments, instead of the truth. And as a result of that, she was completely destroyed. But even after being completely destroyed, she had the devotion. She had the devotion and surrender to Shiva. She prayed to Shiva, and thereby she was born again as Parvati. So that is Parvati. This very nama means that we are doing such mistakes. We are constantly committing some such mistakes. Very rarely rarely any person is able to decide between Shiva and Daksha and choosing Shiva. So rarely people are able to choose Shiva instead of Daksha. Most of us go behind Daksha because of attachment, because of not able to get rid of it. But if we have devotion even at that time, we need to have that devotion and surrender. If we have that devotion and surrender, what is devotion and surrender? That is contemplation. Always remembering Ishvara mai eva mana adatsva mai buddhim niveshaya. That is devotion. Mai aveshya manu ema nitya yukta upasate shraddhaya pareyopetaha teme yukta kamamataha. Mai aveshya manu. So fixing the mind onto me, nitya yukta upasate, ever steadfast, never forgetting me, shraddhaya pareyopeta, considering me as the ultimate goal of life, that is bhakti. And that bhakti, if we have, if we know that we are helpless, we cannot escape from the world will give us only sorrow, then we will get that those three qualities we will get. And when we get those three qualities, we are devoted to the truth, devoted to Devi, and such a devotion and surrender will in fact give us a rebirth, and a rebirth which will take us more and more towards Shiva. So it is also well known that Parvati, when she was born, she started doing lot of tapas. After that she attained Shiva. So we have to do that intense tapas. Tapas means that a person does tapas only when he really wants something. There is a desire, strong desire and determination. I want this. That is tapas. So the strong desire that I want to get out of this, I want moksha. I have already done a mistake now. I have got a rebirth because of devotion. So now I am not ready. Like Jadabharata, I am not going to fall into any of this. I will never fall into it. That determination, that will take us more and more towards Shiva, and it will make us be part of Shiva, as Parvati is half of Shiva. That means Parvati merged on to Shiva. So that is the importance or the deep meaning of this particular nama. It also denotes the various cycles that can happen in a sadhaka's life. But we don't need to, Parvati like forgot Shiva initially, Dakshayani, and then she became Parvati. So first I have to forget Shiva. So we shouldn't think that way. This is just an example. If we know that people have done that, we can see people around us. There are people, there are our friends who have gone away from the truth, who have forgotten Vedanta, getting into married life and other things. And then when Amma comes to US, not even getting time to meet Amma. That is what happens. So we know people have done the mistake. So once we see people doing that mistake or people who have done that mistake, there is no need to commit it again. So we shouldn't do that. Instead of that, directly we should become Parvati. Okay, I have gone through many, many births. Now I don't want any more births. This is enough. I'm going to stop with all attachments. I'm going to focus on the truth. That is what we have to do. So if we do that, what will happen? Om Padma Nayanaye Namaha. Nayana, one whose eyes are Padma, like a lotus. So the speciality of a lotus is when the lotus is fully blossomed, or whatever, the flower blossoming, or it is completely bloomed, I think that's the right word. So when the lotus is perfect or full, that it is so beautiful to watch. It is complete, it is perfect, it has all aspects in it. So that is the state we will be in. If we try to become Parvati, then we will get a beautiful or lotus-like eye. What is lotus-like eye? It is a perfect state. It is a state wherein our vision is like that of lotus. That means the lotus is in the water, but it is not tainted by water. Similarly, we will be in the world, unaffected by activities of the world. We will be amid sorrows and sufferings, but still that sorrows and sufferings will not taint us. Even as a person who is drowning in dream, the person is not wet at all because it is only a dream world. Similarly, we will be able to wake up from this big dream of Jagrat Avastha. So that is what we will get. And from that vision, we will get the big or the great perspective of seeing oneness everywhere. That is the fruit that we will get if we become Parvati. If we try to become Parvati, we try to see oneness everywhere. When we see oneness everywhere, we will constantly be in that oneness, which means we cannot come out of it. We are ever in it. That is the goal of life. So the next nama for the day is Om Padmaraga Samaprabhaye Namaha. So one who's shining is like the Padmaraga stone. So Padmaraga stone is very bright. So not only that, our vision will become that holistic vision, a vision of seeing oneness. As Ramana Maharshi used to say, forgot the shloka. So jnanamayim kritva jnanamayim drishtim jnanamayim kritva pashyet brahmamayam jagat. So drishtim jnanamayim kritva jnana drishti, when our drishti becomes jnana drishti, pashyet brahmamayam jagat, everything becomes Brahman, everything becomes Devi, everything becomes one. And when our vision becomes like that, we are ever blissful. And if we are ever blissful, then we will be bright, we will be ever shining. There will be a light inside us, there will be a light around us. People around us will be able to see that light. People around us, we will be able to see that bliss emanating from us. So it's not, oh, are people really there? Okay, that is all from this perspective. We don't need to bother about whether people are there or not. We will be blissful, we will be glowing like a light. We will be glowing like a light means we will be ever without darkness, ever without ignorance, ever without sorrow. That is the meaning of the nama. So the next namas enter into Devi's varnana. So Saguna Varnana is almost over with this nama. So the next explanations are about Devi and the Pancha Brahma Upasana. We can say the five types of devatas who work under Devi. So very next nama is Om Pancha Preta Asana Sinai Namaha. So Pancha Preta Asana Sina. So Asanam, Devi Asanam, Devi is sitting in a pedam. That pedam Pancha Pretam. So Pancha Pretas, like five divine beings, five dear beings are Devi's Asanam. So Devi's cot or pedam has four legs, and the four legs are Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra and Ishvara or Ishan. And then the pedam, or the top of the pedam, those are the four legs, and the top of the pedam is Paramashiva himself. And that is where Devi sits. So Devi's Asanam consists of these five beings. So the next nama is Om Pancha Brahma Swarupinyai Namaha. Devi is Pancha Brahman. So Pancha Brahman means these five beings. So these five beings. So what do these five beings denote? That we will come a little later. But in short, Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra. So that denotes the three karma, the main karmas, main activities of Srishti, Stiti and Layam. And when Srishti, Stiti, Layam, we get over Srishti, Stiti, Layam, then Ishvara comes, vanishes. That means when we go beyond these three will vanish and it will be an unmanifested state, like in deep sleep. And when we go beyond that unmanifested state, then Sadashiva comes to give us Anugraham, the bliss of Devi. So this is a state also, like if we try to meditate. So if a person tries to contemplate, he goes beyond the three activities of Srishti, Stiti, Layam, which means he goes beyond Namarupam. When he goes beyond Namarupam, temporarily everything will merge. There will be nothing. It will be a nothing-like state. It's not nothing, but it is nothing-like state. And if a person is constantly in that nothing-like state, immediately the eye or Sadashiva will shine there, blessing us, giving us anugraham, the anugraham of Anandam. So that is the meaning of this nama. We'll see that in detail in the next few days when we encounter these namas. But as of now, like, we have to remember that if we worship Devi, then everything we will get, even anugraham, Srishti, Stiti, Layam will be under our control. and they will not pose any obstacle. Prapancho oyadi vidhyeta nivarteta na samshayah. Maya matram idam dvaitam advaitam paramatvatah. Gaudapada says, prapancho yadi vidhyeta, if the world exists, know for sure it will vanish. You are a sadhaka who wants Brahman, who wants Devi, therefore don't worry. If the world appears to be there, it is temporarily there, it will definitely vanish, because Maya Matram Idam Dvaitam, this Dvaitam is Maya Matram, it's in an illusion. Advaitam Paramatataha Advaitam, Advitiya Satyam alone is really true. So don't worry. So if we are able to have devotion towards Devi, then Nama Rupam will pave way to the truth. So when Nama Rupam vanishes, vanishes at that point, like before the truth dawns, it is a state where it is kind of unmanifested, unmanifest state. So it is like telling we remove a veil. When we remove a veil, there is a fraction of a second like where the veil is not there and we don't see the truth as well, what is beyond the veil. So once we remove that, once we go beyond that as well, then the truth dawns. That means we will be able to perceive Devi, which means we will be able to be ever blissful. And that is the goal of life. And we can achieve that by looking at Dakshayani as to what is the fault that Dakshayani did. I shouldn't commit that fault. And remembering that, and then how did Dakshayani, if we have committed the fault, then how did Dakshayani come out of it? Because she had that devotion and surrender, and she did intense tapas. Intense tapas is constant focus on Ishvara. When a person does tapas, he forgets everything and he is focused only on whatever he wants. So that means ever focused on Devi, ever focused on that Devi who pervades the entire world, with the determination to get the goal or what is to be achieved, that is Anandam. So if we do that, then our life will become fulfilled, our life will become blessed, and it's not that tough to do. We are in the world, we are amidst all the delusions of the world, therefore we will get deluded into attachments, that is fine. But it is not fine to understand our weakness and overcommit. If we don't overcome our weakness, then there is no point of living. Our life will become vyartham. There is no difference whatsoever between a person who doesn't know the truth because he doesn't know, and a person who doesn't know the truth because he knows what is the truth and how to achieve it, but he doesn't work towards it. Both are same because both don't get anandam. It only matters, or ultimately it matters as to, are we happy? Are we blissful? Irrespective of situation, irrespective of surrounding, irrespective of environment. That is what is the ultimate question. If that doesn't happen, then even though we may know the truth, we may have jnanam, we may do tapas, it doesn't matter. But a person who knows his weakness will slowly try to overcome that weakness, and he will seek Devi. He will seek Devi, and he will not set aside Devi for anything and everything. So whatever comes is fine. I have done the mistake now. Now I don't want to commit it again. So I will remember Devi whatever happens. So that will be the state. And in with that state, he'll be able to go beyond all the sorrows of the world, and his life will become fulfilled. Janma Safalyam. He will be ever rejoicing in Anandam. May Amma bless us that we also become like Parvati, striving for the truth and achieve it in this very birth. Namaskar.